Welcome to The Journey, a collection of short videos to help you on your journey to Jesus and your journey with Jesus. This is Season 2, The Journey with Jesus. It answers the question, now that I've received Jesus Christ as my Savior, now what? I grew up in a minister's home, and my mom would often do an object lesson as a Sunday school opener. And I remember one in particular where she had three glass jars. One jar was empty. The other jar had small stones in it, and it looked pretty well full. And then the other jar had large stones in it. And again, it looked pretty full. And she was asking the kids, how can we get both of these jars into the single empty jar? And she took the little stones first, poured them all in, and then took the big stones, poured them in, and it didn't work. It was overflowing the jar. So she took the big stones out, put them back in the jar, little stones back in the other jar. And then she took the big stones and put them in the empty jar first, and then took the other jar of smaller stones and poured them in. And as she did that, she shook the jar a little bit. And of course, those little stones went around the big stones and everything fit into the jar. And she was teaching a lesson about priorities and how you've got to decide in your life what is the most important thing and put that in first, and that everything else will come in after that. And she may probably have been also speaking about what I'm desirous of sharing with you, and that is putting your faith first. Now that you're saved, put your faith first. And our Bible passage today is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. It's a Sermon on the Mount. It's Jesus preaching to a multitude of people and explaining to them the life of faith. And so put faith first in who you obey. Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, mammon is money. And Jesus was teaching that you can't live your life for things and materialism and God. It's just not possible to do that. Now, after you get saved, Satan's going to seek to do everything he can to get you to live your life that way. It might be offering you a job that takes, place on the Lord's Day, and you can't go to church, and you can't make it out for the midweek service because of this job, but the job pays a lot of money, and if you didn't take that job, you'd have to take a lesser job. And that's a tough decision, but the decision we need to make as a believer is, you know what? The most important thing for my life is that God is in charge of my life, and he's the one I obey. And I know if I put God first, that God's going to meet my needs and he's going to take care of me. Because if I follow after finance, it could destroy me as a believer. And many have been the people that have started out well to follow God, but then Satan did allure them away and they followed after those things. Paul spoke about it to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:10. He said, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That person will get to the end of their life having lived their life for things, and I mean they're empty, just material possessions that they can't take to heaven. They didn't benefit anybody, and they're just wasted living. But somebody that lives their life for God has invested in eternity. They've done something that really has mattered. And so put faith first in who you obey. And then secondly, put faith first in your daily thoughts. As you're thinking about the things that you desire to have, put faith as your priority. You know, God is going to supply those things that I need. Verse 25, Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on, your clothing. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? And Jesus is just emphasizing, you know, life is not about what I wear and what I eat. It's about my soul. It's about what is really important. And then he asks a question. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Now, a cubit is size. And many of us that are vertically challenged might like to add some height to ourselves. But we can't do it. I mean, we can sit and worry about it and think about it all we want. It's just not going to happen. And so Jesus says, why take ye thought for raiment? Why are you worried about this type of thing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Okay, they can't do anything to clothe themselves. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, Solomon was a great king and very wealthy. He had great clothing. And yet, Jesus just looked at the lilies and said they are more beautifully dressed than King Solomon. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? He's saying, why don't you just trust the Father? The Father takes care of the clothes of the field and the plants, and God will clothe you. And so he goes on to say, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. And he's speaking about not just a non-Jew, but the unsaved, those that are lost and away from God, heathen. But your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. If you go back to the episode where we talked about God is your Father, God is very aware of your needs and very interested in meeting your needs. And all we have to do is wait on him, because that's what he does. And so put faith first in your daily thoughts. Put faith first in who you obey. And then put faith first in your activities, the things that you do. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Jesus is just saying, listen, live your life for God, all out for God. That might be Bible reading and prayer time with yourself and your family. Evangelism, being faithful to church, being in the house of God, obeying God, living victoriously and dealing with sin. That's the righteousness aspect of getting that sin out of your life and living in a way that pleases God. And as you do that, God has promised, and all these things shall be added unto you. We can trust God with everything. And so verse 34 says, take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And so as you stop and think about, as a believer, now what do I do? You don't need to worry if you put faith first.